Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Iconic folk group, the Kingston Trio, launches major lawsuit against LA's The Greek Theater and the City of Los Angeles. The Kingston Trio, a renowned folk and pop music group, has filed a major lawsuit against LA's Greek Theater, the City of Los Angeles, Ticketmaster, and Live Nation for breach of contract. The lawsuit alleges that Greek Theater management, with the approval of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, violated the federal RICO Act by granting Ticketmaster exclusive ticketing rights. Ticketmaster's ordering techniques discriminated against the elderly, leading to the exclusion of many senior citizens from purchasing concert tickets. Additionally, the Greek Theater neglected to film and deliver professional video and audio for a concert, resulting in the cancellation of a documentary film and live album. This lawsuit is part of a pattern of misbehavior at the Greek Theater dating back to 1992. The plaintiff is demanding a trial by jury on all issues.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.